Shmaitzah Shir Wednesday night after a hiatus. Or Lachav Gimel Elo Wednesday night. And we're going to start with Shmaitzah Hey, Perek Tezayin. Perek Tezayin. It's sort of a beginning of an inyan. I mean, we've been talking about how to determine a person's a gadol, whether it's a man or a woman, male or female, I should say. There's a combination of years, obviously we know that. For a girl it's 12, for a boy it's 13. But maybe contrary to what people assume, it's really a combination of years and physical maturity. That's why we touched up the union of Cyrus. You need two Cyrus. Most hold the Mokum Erva, not anywhere on the body that two Cyrus appear. But B'mokum Ha'erva, that's where Cyrus grow. And but the longness of the Cyrus, if you, that's a good lesson. I like the lesson. It's physical maturity. That's what we're looking at. Years and physical maturity. So that's what we're talking about. And we talked till now in the Shmaitzah Hey about Chazaka Derova, which is the assumption that the Cyrus, once you're a certain age, once you're of age, can we assume Cyrus or not? So that was the back and forth. Now we're going to go off on a different topic, but the same topic, but a different angle. Ve'echad denim ta'achshav godol. Okay, there's a Tshuvas HaRosh that someone said Eidus in Beis Din, and he was 14 years old. They knew his chronological age. He brought his birth certificate, and he's 14 years old. And they checked him before he said Eidus. Shmaitzah Hey Perek Tezayin. And they checked him before he said Eidus. And he had Cyrus. But the event that occurred, now to say Eidus, you have to be a gadol when you see it as well. When you say Eidus, you're not telling a story. You're telling over what you witnessed. The word Eidus doesn't mean testimony. The word Eidus means witness. Hagodas Eidus is testimony. You're magid the Eidus. You're really acting to the bezdin like a video camera. By telling the story, not everybody's a good storyteller like some people, but you do your best and you tell. But that's really what you're doing. Eidus means witness, not testimony. Right. Sometimes we say Eidus, we mean Agadus Eidus. My point is, you have to see the Eidus when you're a Gadol also. It's not enough to tell Eidus, to say Eidus, to be Magid Eidus, to give testimony when you're a Gadol. There is a Mishnah in Ksubis that says that there's a whole list of things that are Midrabonon, the Eilu Nemonim Lahoid Begodlo Masherol Bekotnon. Right? Chum Shabbos, because it's Midrabonon. And to testify about Chasimus on a shtar, which is only midrabbonon, a whole list of things that are midrabbonon. But otherwise, regular Eidus, if you saw it when you're a cotton, so you can't say Eidus, even though now you're a Godel, and now you're saying, I remember it clearly. I'm a Godel now. I saw this 2 weeks ago. I saw Reuven Kilshimon. The witnessing was the witnessing of a cotton, and it's no good. So here's what happened. This guy was 14 and he said Eidus. But he said Eidus about something that had happened 2 weeks ago. And the Balei Din were orer that now he has Cyrus, but maybe when he saw when he witnessed, when he was a witness, maybe he didn't have Cyrus then. So the Eidus is no good. So the Rosh answered that if he's a Gia L'Chlal Shonim, he's 14. And he has Cyrus, we assume that he was a gadol when the time for gadlus comes, bapashtus, which is at the age of 13, which was 2 weeks, whatever it was, at 13. And now he's 14, so 2 weeks ago he was also a gadol. The hecha denim tza'achshav gadol, now, meaning, I don't know, when he's 14 in the Rosh's case, machzikim begadol amafreya, you assume, you're machzikim, you make an assumption that he was a gadol l'mafreya mishor shegia l'shonim, from when he reached the age of godless, which is 13, can cause the rosh b'tshuva. You're not choishu that it was a cotton then. Ayin shom shehevi raya, the rosh brings a raya from a gemara in Bava Basra, Yisugi the Bava Basra, That was the story that someone sold his father's nechasim and died, and the kraven came and said he was a cotton and he had no right to sell it, and they wanted to check him to see, now he's dead now, they wanted to exhume the body and check it to see if he's a gadol or not. So Rabbi Akiva said there's no point in checking him. Even if you find Simonim now, maybe if he'd be alive you would see that they're shuma ba'alma, they're just a growth. So you can't tell. You can't tell by checking if the Misa. So that's what Rabbi Akiva said. But, says the Rosh, that's all because he was dead. But if it'd be alive, it's mashma that even though the Mechira happened a while ago, but you could check him now. Now, well, why? Why can you check him now? Maybe now he's a gadol, but when he sold in the chasim, maybe he wasn't a gadol. So that's the Rosh's Raya, that once you're of age and they check you and you're a gadol, we assume you've been a gadol from when you reached the age of gadol's 13. To learn it inside, Ayin Shom Shevi Raya Misugi Debava Basra Shomer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said there's no point checking him now. Simone Masuyan Lehishtanos La'achar Misa. The mashma, the moya chai, hoya moya bedika. Vamai, why? Why would bedika help? Nechush, shemahashtahu dehevi. Elabadai, says the Rosh, aminon, mishtahashta godol, since we see he's a godol now, who godol mishashigia leklal shana. We assume he's a godol from when he's 13, which means he had Cyrus when he's 13. Obviously, from when he was 13, he was 13. But it means we assume he had Cyrus from when he's 13. Why don't we nothing to do with Chazaka Derava yet. We'll see. We'll see what it. Why?
Why do we assume that because of Rove? Why do we assume?
We don't know. That's going to be the discussion here. It could be because of Chazaka Derava. Actually, Chazaka Derava would not help. If you remember the Shmaitzer, we learned the previous prokim. Once you go past, even if you hold of Chazaka Derava, meaning that once you hit 13, we assume you have Cyrus. But if we check, but once we check that you didn't have Cyrus, so then there's no more Chazaka Derava. No, you don't have a Chazaka Derava that at 14 you have Cyrus, or at 15 you have Cyrus, or at 16. Once you don't have Cyrus at 13, all bets are off, and you can't be assumed to be a god until we check. That's not the case here. That's not the case here. I'm just saying if you check at 14, and you wouldn't make the assumption he had at 13, then there would be no Chazaka Derava. Probably,
it sounds like a
Ruba Delessa, come on. It's probably, or it could be a Chazaka Dehashna. And, you know, we never talked about Ruba Delessa, come on. For some reason, it's not a Ruba Delessa, come on. The most it ever was Chazaka Derava. That Chazaka Derava, again, is the assumption that he has Simonim when he's 13. No one ever referred to it as, and that's a shaila, right? And we had all sorts of machleks on how strong is Chazaka Derava, and is it vadai or a sofek or a korov vadai, or like how, where does it weigh in on the scale of vados? But no one said it was a ruba delessa come on. Apparently, it's not. Apparently, it's not a ruba delessa come on. Apparently, it's quite common for kids to be 13 and not have Cyrus. L'maskana, by the way, l'halacha, we do not rely on Chazaka Derava for anything d'oraisa. We let a bar mitzvah boy lane without checking him because it's d'rabbanan. Laning is d'rabbanan. Really, it's not so terrible if a cotton lanes anyway, as a Mishnah and Megillah says. We don't do it, but certainly have Chazaka Derava. We don't let him play Parsha Zohar. If he says he wants to get checked and read Parsha Zohar, we probably wouldn't do it because there might be a Shuma, a growth, and we're not Bucky. What's Cyrus, what's a Shuma? So you wait till he has like a little stubble, and that's till it's Nageya. No, I mean, there's very few things that the Araisa. Leading benching is not the Araisa. Getting an Aliyah is not the Araisa. Being a Shliach Tzibur is not the Araisa. Kiddush Friday night, you have to worry about. Maybe if he's making Kiddush for the wife in the house. So it's not so posh. The bar mitzvah boy perhaps should not make Kiddush. If he doesn't have stubble on his face, which is a simon for simonim, he should not really make Kiddush for the wife. Unless you say the wife tavid mayriv, and now Kiddush is only drabona. But by the way, the Bir Aloch has a big problem with that, because the din is you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And you do not mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shon Esrei. So the Bir Halacha has a huge problem with that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that Davening Meir gets you to Kiddush the Oraisa, because there's no mention of Yitzhiya from Tzrayim there. What? Arvus, yeah. So it really, I mean, you have to think of scenarios. If you want to blow shofar in a nursing home, you say no one wants to go. Oh, my bat mitzvah boy is 13 years old, he'll go. Not if there are people that are mechuyu. If he's blowing for ladies, okay, mechitesi, why not? But if he's blowing for men, no, he shouldn't. You know, yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem because we don't pass in the chazaka derava. We are not so much chazaka derava for the arises. Anyway, getting back to this. So don't. The rush we're learning now. It, this has nothing to do. Yeah. Okay. The old heavy raya, Shmuel, another raya the Rosh brings, is because Shmuel says, Boitkin l'kiddushin, l'gitin v'l'kiddushin, kiddushin v'l'gershin, v'l'chalit v'l'minuin. So if a person reaches 13, and he's Mekadosh and Isha, so you have to check it. If he has Cyrus, it's Kedusha Vaday, but if she went away before you could, and she was Makabal Kedushin from someone else, right? And if you check them, so Kedusha Sheni is not good. But if he doesn't have Cyrus when you check him, so she's Mekudeshes Misafek, because maybe he had Cyrus and they fell out. And Noshra. Now you always have to be choishes for all kinds of scenarios. So if a boy, a 13-year-old boy, was Makadosh a woman, and you didn't check it, right? You checked him and he didn't have, so then she went and was Makabal Kedushin from someone else, it's a Safek Kedushin now. Who is he with Kedushin? Because maybe he had Cyrus and they fell out. I'm not sure. Okay. What? That's his din. Boitkin the Kedushin with a Gershon. Ela lahochi mahani bedika. So the Rosh says, So there the Rishonim say that they checked him before the Kiddushin. That's when you're going to determine if he has Cyrus or not, or if he doesn't have Cyrus, you're going to be Chayish Hashem and Noshu or not. But if they checked him after the Kiddushin, then Bedika doesn't help. Because even if they find Cyrus, maybe Bishas Kiddushin, he didn't have Cyrus. That's what the Rishonim say. But the Rishonim ask a question, because that's, it gets complicated. There's a case in Maseches Kiddushin with a girl. The question is if she's a boigeres and she can be Makadish herself and not be under the reshus of the father, right? And there's Simone Bagrus also. So there's a question if she accepted Kiddushin on her own and you checked her. So Rav says, if she's a Boigeres now, you assume she was a Boigeres at the time of the Kiddushin, right? And she's Vaday Mekudeshes, you don't care about the father. And Shmuel says, we don't know, maybe Bishas Kiddushin, she was not a Boigeres yet, and therefore it's a Suffolk. That's by Boigeres. So but this very Shiloh, if now you check her and she was a Boigeres, what do you say about a week ago? When she was Makabal Kiddushin on her own without the father, so that's what Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Alright, whatever, whether you have a Chazaka Dahashta. So now the question is, so when Shmuel says, Boitkin, the Kiddushin with the Gerishin, with the Simone Gadlus, if she has Cyrus, Upirish Ri, now comes, but the Ri says that you can't sustel that other Gemara. That Gemara is talking about that on that day that she became a Boigeris. You found Simone Bagros, let's say, at 4 in the afternoon, so what about 9 in the morning? So you can't assume that the Simonim were there in the morning, because the Simone Bagros could come at any time of the day. Aval Hocha. Yeah, that's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in such a case. Aval Hocha, but here, this is the point we're looking for. Here we're talking about you did Kiddushin when you were already of age, 12. Now, we're not talking about Bagrus, Nairus, now we're talking about just Godless. Aval Hocha Kibish Yigil Lechal Shnosov, the Kiddushin we know was after she was 12. Vaday Islam Lameymar, certainly we would say, Kibin Shala Akar Kiddushin Motsu Cyrus. So Shmuel would be moide chazaka de gam b'shas kiddushin hoyu. Kol zeh pirish ri. Koshken aliba de ilchus on the kaimelon karav the omare b'geres lefoneinu. In other words, there's a diun legabe. There's one case of Simone Bagrus, which is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you go back and say, well, if she's a b'geres now, she was a b'geres before. What's nageya the rush? Is that the Ri is Machalik, that whole Machalikus Rav and Shmuel is the day that she's supposed to become a Begeris. So, if you had Simone Bagrus at 4 in the afternoon, so do you go back to the morning and say she's a Begeris today, or you don't? But, if we know, but that's the day she's supposed to become a Begeris. But if the whole question is, when did she become a Gedola? And she was 12, right, when she did Kiddushin, right? And now she has Simone Gadlus. It's not the day, right? Now it's a week later, and she has Simone Gadlus, and she did the Kiddushin when she was 12, and she was supposed to have Cyrus at 12. That's the Zman that's royal of Cyrus. So the Rosh says, you see from the Ri, that you do make that assumption. That the whole Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, whether you make an assumption of Lamafreya, is only the day of Bagrus. With Shmuel saying, if she's supposed to become a Begeris today, so then maybe she only became a Begeris at 4 o'clock. Maybe she only became a Begeris at 4 o'clock. Because it's today. But in the case of the Simone Gadlus, you can there's no reason, the Rosh says, everybody's Moide, you assume that if you find Simone Gadlus at 6 months later, you assume she was a Gedola from when she hit the right age. That's the Rosh's second Raya from the Ri's Teretz, from the Ri's Chilek between the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and this case that we're dealing with.
I don't understand the story there. It seems to me it should be the opposite. If you see Simone on a day, what's the likelihood that a few hours earlier it wasn't there? But 6 months later, very easily the matzah could have changed.
Okay. That's totally in the sugya and kedusha. But the Rosh Svara, the Ri Svara really, is that if you're supposed to become a Begeris today, so you can become a Begeris any time during the day, up to the minute before Shkia. So you have no basis on which to extrapolate to earlier. We're not going with right.
It's against the Rosh. It's safe in the afternoon. It's not against
It's today. She's supposed to be Begeris today. She became a Begeris today. You have no basis on which to go back. But here we're talking about a time when she should have had Cyrus, when she normally has Cyrus, whatever we call it, Chazaka the Rover, she has Cyrus. But you didn't check that, and you're checking now, so we can't extrapolate to the time when she was supposed to have Cyrus.
If you don't, you're going against the Chazaka.
Well, meanwhile, there's no mention of Chazaka. No, Chazaka the Rover. That's Chazaka the Hashta. No, but Chazaka the Hashta. Maybe. There are two Chazakas he could be referring to, okay? Rav and Shmuel is a question of Chazaka the Hashta. When you see something now, do you extrapolate retroactively? Rav and Shmuel.
Same day?
Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the same day. The Re is Mechalek between the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which is the same day, and
that's the day she's supposed to be Bogeret.
Right. And a case where a girl did something when she was age 12, this case of the Rosh, and you checked her 6 months later and she had Cyrus. So there you do assume she had Cyrus when she became of age. And it's not totally in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, because the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is a very, very limited scenario where it's the day she's supposed to become a Bogeret. So Rav holds, or Shmuel holds, that you have no basis on which to extrapolate retroactively, because it's today. She's supposed to become a Bogeret today, and she became a Bogeret today. So what if it's 4 in the afternoon? And Grada, the last words of the Re, of the Rosh, is Koshkein Aliba de Hilchasa, the Kaimel on Karad, the Amar Ehi Bogeret Lefaneinu. Lemaisa Ravol is like Eitan Lefkowitz, that you do say that if she's a Bogeret now at 4 o'clock, she's a Bogeret this morning. So certainly in our case, you also make such an extrapolation. Okay, that's the Rosh. Vahainu. Afilu ledidon loisfirulon krav nosin the osel boser hashta. That is a complicated machlokes that we had with a shivmara and someone was better. So do you go boser hashta and say boser hashta or boser cheskos momen? We don't have to go through that whole machlokes again. But the point is, even though we don't hold like Rav Nosson the Asul Basar Hashta, Avalim Nimtz, because that's against the Cheskas Mom. Avalim Nimtzul Osiris, because that's it's to be Moitzi Momin from a Muchzik. Avalim Nimtzul Osiris, this is what we're interested in. Aslinam Basar Hashta, we do go Basar, this sounds like he's talking about Chazaka the Hashta. And it would be Lafilu Lafuke Mamona. He will explain why. Here we will even be Motzi Momen with this Chazaka Dahashta, meaning if he sold Nechosim, his raya from the dead person, if he sold Nechosim and people are saying it wasn't a good sale because he was a cotton then, and you check him now and he's a Gadol, we do say he was a Gadol then. Again, after the age of 13, when he was supposed to have Cyrus. The Raya's Harosh, Soiferik Misha Meshom, the Lesle de Rav Nosson, Lemezel Boser Hashta Lafuke Mamona. In such a case, Rav Nosson would not go Boser Hashta to be Motzi Momen. But here it's better. Rav Nosson's talking about he was sick, a Shimra, and he's healthy. So you don't go Boser Chazoka de Hashta Lahotzi Momen. But here, apparently, and we're going to be Motzi Momen. Why? And now, because it's not just a plain Chazoka de Hashta, but you have also the good old Chazoka de Rova, which says that when someone reaches age, you can assume they have Cyrus also. So not only are you looking at a person 14 with Cyrus and trying to say Chazaka Dahashta, meaning he was a Gadol a year ago also, but you also have the help of Chazaka Derova, which says when someone reaches 13, they bring Cyrus. That's what Umishum de Mesayele Chazaka Derova, the Mishigia Lechal Shonim, Mistama Hoyal Osiris. Okay, the next few lines again brings us back to the Machlokes Rav Nosson and Rabbanon, which I don't want to go into. There, you don't go Boser Chazaka Dahashta to be Motzi Momen. So he says, Vavogav de Bahai de Rav Nosson Nami Ikaruba de Briim. You also have some sort of role that people are bori, the Messiah Elei, Vafiluachi Loaz Linam Boser Hashta. I'm going fast there because it's not Negea. We want to stick to the point. Imachsha Bori, Hainu Mishub de Nehid de Rov Becheskos Briim. But choli is motzui. Mikomo kom kimish acholi motzui lo sagi shlo yecholi pamachas. He must have been a choli at one point. That's a little strange, because we need a chola at the shimra, and that's not motzui. No. Isra cheskas beriyim di day umotzui ton shimra hayisi. Vayim Masik Asati Liyav Shmai Tzugimel Perik Yad Allah B'Shem Aram B'Tshuva B'Mikvish Ahuch Zagol Liyos Meimeo Nefchosim. That it's common that the waters get less than 40 saw. Avo Chazoka De Rova Nehi De Motzi Gam Ken Shlo Yi Asiris K'shagir L'shonim B'Kom U'Kom Kima De Bahai Gavra Lo Isra Chazoka De Rova. There's no Reyusa on the Chazoka De Rova. The Shmites are talking now. Amrino Medahashta Godol the Mafra Nami Godol Kiva the Cheskos the Rova Messiah. The Cheskos the Chazoka the Rova is helping the Chazoka the Hashta.
What's wrong with just Chazoka the Hashta?
It won't be Moitzi Momen. In that complicated Machlekes Rav Noson and Rabbanon, we paskin like Rav Noson that with Chazoka the Hashta you're not Moitzi Momen. Yeah, if you're not being Motzi Mamon, Chazoka Tahashta would be good enough. That's what the Shmites are saying. Here it would even be Motzi Mamon, because in the Raya that the Rosh brought from the guy that sold in the Chosim of his father and then died, and Rabbi Akiva said, don't check him now because he's dead and checking doesn't help, which is Mashma, if he'd be alive, checking would help. So there they're coming to be Motzi Mamon from the people that bought the Chosim. So that's we paskin like Rav Noson. No, we don't pass like Rav Noson. We pass like that you don't go bus the Chazoka to Hashka to be Motzi Mamon. So you say because you have the Chazoka to Rava that's helping you. Badifa Nami Meare Begeris Lefanenu. Moshikosov Arosh Betuva. Tafilu Lishmuel. The Lesley Are Begeris Lefanenu. Hochamode. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.